In seminary, one of our professors who taught a class on the Holy Trinity told us that, gentlemen, this is the one subject that you want to avoid preaching on, if at all possible, because it's so difficult and so easy to fall into error. Because we're talking about the eternal Godhead, how Father, Son, and Holy Spirit relate to each other, and it's such a mystery to us. But one distinction that he did make for us that's helpful in talking about the Holy Trinity is talking about the Holy Trinity inside itself, but also talking about how the Trinity operates outside of itself, how it reaches out into the world. And that's one way in which we can know God, because God wants to reveal himself to you and I, to his creation. We call this the Trinity ad extra, that is, outside of itself. And there are two primary images that God has put into the world to help you and I gain access to the Trinity. In other words, if you want to know God, if you want to know God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, he's given you two little pictures in the world that you can know him by. And the first comes in creation. And we know this from Genesis 1:27, which says, God created mankind in his image. Now, a couple weeks ago, as the seniors were preparing to graduate, I received from them invitations and also their senior pictures. And I don't know why, but they were all farm-themed. That must be the thing this year in senior pictures. You had horses and fences and tractors and things like that. And as I look at that picture, I might remember, you know, events I've gone to with that particular senior, or ministries they've been serving on in here in the parish, or interactions I've had with them. But that picture isn't actually them. I couldn't sit there and have a conversation with a piece of paper. And if I did, you'd think I was crazy, right? But it does remind me of them. It points me towards them. And just so, guys, when God created Adam and Eve, it didn't mean that it was the whole picture of who God is. It wasn't like Adam and Eve were God, but it did point to God. It was an image, a picture, insight into who God is. It says, God created mankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. Now, you might be saying to yourself, Father Matt, your math skills are very poor, because there are three people in the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and Adam and Eve are only two. And you would be right. But the very next verse, Genesis 1:28, says that God gave them the command to be fruitful and multiply. You see, by the love of husband and wife, and when it is open to life, that is life-giving, it images the Holy Trinity. It's a little picture of the Trinity. And this is so key, especially in our time and in our culture, to understand the importance of the relationship between a man and a woman and a child. Because, guys, when we mess up that relationship, we mess up the Trinity's picture in the world. How many of you would walk into the Sistine Chapel in Rome in this beautiful picture of creation, the beginning of time and the end of time, pictures of God the Father on his throne, Jesus Christ next to him, and the Holy Spirit coming down upon the world, and mutilate that image? None of you would. None of us would dare to. Yet when we do not properly live out God's design for man, woman, and child, we do the same thing, because we're taking an image of the Trinity in the world, that is, you know, husband, wife, and child, and we distort it. Parents, this means that when we choose, and I know for some of you it's outside your choice, but when we choose divorce, we actually destroy that child's image of God. And I've seen this in our younger families, that the child who has a good, healthy relationship in their parents, in their marriage, they have a good, healthy idea of God. And those children whose parents aren't in a healthy marriage have a very distorted view of God. Why? Because God fully intended for husband and wife and their relationship with their child to image the Trinity. Again, I don't say that to put weight on you. I know some of you didn't choose divorce. Some of you were in relationships that you couldn't control the outcome of. And I don't say it to put a weight on parents, but rather that we would recognize the great dignity of the relationship between a man and a woman and a child. And brothers and sisters, that means when we condone or support things like homosexual marriage or living together before marriage or never being married at all, we choose to distort God's image. Children, you're not off the hook either, because you're part of that image, right? Kids, you are part of God's image in the world. And when you choose to disobey your parents, when you choose to not do what they tell you to do, when you don't follow their instructions, you're not just disobeying your parents. You're not even just disobeying God. You are defacing the image of the Trinity in the world. It's like taking a picture of God and messing it up. Brothers and sisters, we are meant to image the Trinity. The second image comes from a lacking in the first. Remember, Adam and Eve fell from grace, and so that image of the Trinity in the world got distorted. When people look at the relationship of husband and wife and child, sometimes they can no longer see the Trinity. Now, that doesn't mean that the image of the Trinity in marriage is totally lost. In fact, it's by the second image that God gives us that we're able to actually restore the original. And that is the image of Christ's love for His church. God becoming man, giving His very life to His church. Now again, you're saying to yourself, Father Matt, your math skills are very poor, because the Trinity is three and Christ and the church is two. But what does Jesus say to Nicodemus? He says you must be born again by water and the Holy Spirit, that is through baptism. You must have new life within you. And so, brothers and sisters, as part of the church, we also, that third element is the new life we gain through baptism and the renewal of our baptism in the sacrament of reconciliation and the gift of the Eucharist. Christ loves His church, and just like in a marriage, new life is born when that love is intimate. Many people think that the Catholic Church is just another organization in this world, that somehow human beings came together and put it together. And it's not. We celebrated last weekend Pentecost and the coming of the Holy Spirit, the initiation, if you will, of the church. And the Holy Spirit didn't leave us. What does Jesus say in the gospel today? You can't bear everything that I'm going to teach you, so I'm going to send you somebody who will teach you all things, so that in the year 2013, you will have somebody that can help teach you. Christ did not abandon His church. And brothers and sisters, the church is full of human beings, and we do fail. But the church in its divine nature and divine institution does not fail, because it loves Jesus Christ and brings about new life in its members. You know, there was one line in all the readings this weekend that really stuck out to me, that really struck me. I had to go back and read it a couple times. It was at the end of the first reading. God is speaking and He says, I found delight in the human race. I mean, how many of you stare at the mirror in the morning and look at yourself and say, God delights in me? I often look in the mirror and I say, well, I don't know, maybe God delights in me a lot since there's so much of me. Did you know that you are a reflection of the divine? That when God created man and woman, and especially and particularly in the institution of marriage and in life-giving to children, you image the Trinity, you bring God into this world. And for the people around you, the people you work with, the people you go to school with, children, sometimes the only way they will know God is by looking through you and the way you love, the way you die to yourself and to this world. Remember, God created Adam and Eve, and throughout creation, the first 5 days, he got to the end of the day and he says, it is good, right? But you know what's different is at the end of the 6th day, he got to the end of creating Adam and Eve and he says, it is very good. And you live in a society and in a world that's trying to tell you that you are prone to your passions, that you are nothing more than just responding to your emotions and your impulses. And on this Holy Trinity Sunday, we remember that you are made in the divine image, that you are something more. And so I leave you with the words of Saint Leo the Great. Christian, acknowledge your dignity and become a partner in the divine nature. Refuse to return to the old baseness of degenerate conduct. Remember the head and the body of which you are a member. Recollect that you are rescued from the power of darkness and brought out into God's light and kingdom by the mystery of baptism. You were made the temple of the Holy Ghost. Do not put such a denizen to flight from your base acts and subject yourself once more to the devil's thraldom, because your purchase money is the blood of Christ. Because he shall judge you in truth, who ransomed you in mercy, who with the Father and the Holy Spirit reigns forever and ever. Amen.